This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, you're watching the Alex Jones Show. There's an important article up on Infowars.com today. The New York UN office recruits paramilitary troops for disarmament and, quote, reintegration of U.S. civilians. This is from National File. I think this is one of the biggest articles I've seen in a long time. That this is proof that the UN is planning something nefarious right here on U.S. soil. And we had a caller earlier, Trisha, I think was her name, that talked about Virginia being used as a staging area to try to pull off an armed coup against President Trump. And I don't think that's out of the box thinking. I think that is right in line with what the Democrats are doing. But what we've been doing here today on the Alex Jones Show is taking calls from some of the listeners who have their predictions and analyses for 2020. And we're going to continue that for the next few minutes. And then after that, I'll cover some cosmic mysteries as we get into the fourth hour. But let's go to John in Florida. John, you're live on the air. You got comments about civil unrest and deep state entrenchment. It says, is that right? What's on your mind?
Well, you mentioned it correctly. Antonio Gutierrez, who heads the UN, he's the UN secretary. He was leader of IS, which is the oldest communist organization in the world, the International Socialist Organization. You're always hearing about this term, democratic socialism. Well, democratic socialism is, by very definition, Menshevik communism. And if I could quote Adolf Hitler said, "When one opposes me, I simply say, who are you? You will pass on. Your children, however, now stand in the new camp. And in a short time, we'll know nothing else but my new community." Now, that said, I traveled the United States for 2.5 years. It's a dilapidated dump. I've been in Texas numerous times. One-fourth of Texas doesn't speak English. One-fourth of Texas doesn't even have English-speaking radio stations. So Texas has fallen. We don't have the intelligence nor the resources to fight this communist invasion. And it's already here.
Yeah.
The ODNI is a social justice puke bucket. You don't have a Department of Justice. You have the 1917 Espionage Act, the 1950 McCarran Act, the 1939 Smith Act. This president is not Andrew Jackson, who he touts so vehemently. He's Andrew Johnson, okay, who was basically, you know, tried to bring the two, the North and the South, together, wind up being a joke.
So do you think, is there a day that this fall accelerates? Will there be a communist war announced to just go start killing all patriots? Or how does this shape up? Or how does it look like? What does it look like when this happens? Or is it just a slow erosion that you've been describing? And I think you're describing it accurately, by the way.
Well, Homeland Security is unconstitutional. The Patriot Act is unconstitutional. FISA courts are unconstitutional.
That's right.
You know, they've, like Yuri Bezmenov said, they've done this over decades and it's already succeeded. Half of the Republican Party didn't even like Honorable President Ronald Reagan. And I believe it was George H.W. Bush that undermined Ronald Reagan in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. We have traitors in this country. Now, the funny thing is now you don't even have freedom of speech.
Yeah, right.
Speech legislation is unconstitutional on its face. Period. The only speech that you don't have under the Constitution, and it mentions this numerous times in the Constitution, is seditious speech. Speech to overthrow the social contract, which what Michael Bloomberg is doing right now with his billions of dollars trying to overthrow the Second Amendment. Where is the Department of Justice?
That's right. It's already late in the game. We've already lost so much. Why aren't there millions of people peacefully marching in the streets right now demanding the arrest of all those, for example, who are violating the Second Amendment or violating the First Amendment? It's late in this saga, and America is falling right now if we don't reverse it. Look, we got to go to break, John. But I think you are spot on with your comments and your warnings. And if we don't heed these warnings, America will fall. But will 2020 be the year that we turn this around? Will there be a mass awakening? Could it be along the lines of Virginia and the Second Amendment? Or maybe a Trump re-election? Maybe Trump comes to his senses and does something about censorship. We'll see. Much more straight ahead. We're into the fourth hour here. Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain, and I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. It's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020's dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air, and only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, if you are currently holding to talk to us live, Alan, Chris, Catherine, Richard, we're gonna go to you. We're gonna get to you. I decided we're not taking new calls, but we're gonna go to all the callers who are in the queue. So let's go to Alan in Texas right now. You're live on the show here with Mike Adams, the Alex Jones Show, and you've got some comments about Trump. I understand that's what the call board says. Go ahead, you got the floor.
Hey, thanks, Mike, for taking my call, man. I appreciate it. You do a great job all the time.
Thank you, sir.
My thing is this: you know, either 200 plus years of the power of the presidency exhibited to the people is an absolute lie, or Trump is an absolute coward, or the other option is that he's in on the whole deal. You know, this guy, you take, for example, I mean, even in the simplest things, right? All of these people who helped Trump get elected, okay, whether it be Julian Assange or Manafort or all of these people that are sitting in jail, Roger Stone soon to be sitting in jail, Alex Jones hopefully won't be sitting in jail, but, you know, he hasn't done anything for these people, nothing, and he's not going to.
Do you think that he is, well, I mean, you use the word coward. Is he afraid to take action? Or is he waiting for something like vindication from the Senate? Or is he just too far gone? Maybe he's not even in charge anymore. Maybe it's Jared running everything.
Yeah, Mike, that's a bingo right there. But look, you know, I think that there's always an excuse of why Trump isn't taking action. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, all of this stuff that we're seeing happening. I mean, this huge barrage of constitutional violations against the people of this country. The actual threat is all happening on Trump's watch.
That's right. They are.
And while we're watching a border wall go up down in the South, we're also watching people being bussed into this country to churches, sanctuary cities, et cetera, all under Trump's watch.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Hey, I've said before, go arrest the unconstitutional judges. Go arrest the CEOs of Google and Facebook and Twitter. Arrest them. Charge them with violating civil rights of the American people. It's time to do it.
Yeah, but he's not going to do any of that.
I know.
Because I think that he's a part of it, man. I honestly believe
all right.
The people have put their hope in this guy, man, instead of in themselves, in their natural, you know, God-given strength and authority to fight against this evil. And if we don't step up as free men and women to do something about this, never mind Trump, okay? If we don't do it, we're done, okay?
Well, you're right on, Alan. I think your words are right on. And yeah, we're up here at the front lines. We've been taking enemy fire for years. We've been censored. We've been demonetized, deplatformed, everything. We're fighting for our survival, and we sure don't feel like Trump is helping us very much out here in this free speech battlefield right now. And I think I speak for a lot of people in independent media. We're glad that we don't have Hillary Clinton in charge, because we all would have been in jail by now. But President Trump, man, if you don't do something, you're gonna be in jail, because that's where the Democrats are gonna put you. So thank you for your call, Alan. A very good point. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Some notes about legal action against unrest. What do you think, Richard? What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for your work. I just wanted to talk about, it sounds like, you know, most of the listeners, they have the information. They know what's right, what's wrong. But let me put this together for everyone. The way politics works is what they call juice. So if we don't go out in the streets and confront politicians on video, when we do things like Owen Schroyer confronting Jerry Nadler in the halls of Congress,
yes,
that creates public favor where Trump has the ability to act. So the way they do this thing in Congress is all about public opinion.
Right.
So when hundreds and hundreds of people create videos of them confronting politicians with information in a legal and lawful way, that gives Trump the ability to say, look, that's great what you're talking about, but I got the juice. This is literally
good
how
point.
They have these conversations.
Yeah, right. It gives him the platform to say, look what the people are demanding out there. The people are demanding their free speech. I must act. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. And so if every listener doesn't legally and lawfully go out and use their First Amendment, they're not going to have Trump stand for the First Amendment, because it's politics. This isn't the kingdom of heaven. This is politics. This is an evil system. It's all about public opinion, and you have to push the public opinion like Martin Luther King did. The FBI compromised Martin Luther King, but he didn't shut up anyways. He said, I'm going to go to jail. I'll do whatever it takes. He just wouldn't shut his mouth. And if InfoWarriors won't shut their mouth, that will give the president the juice to take action, and they won't be able to stop him.
You're exactly right. All right. Excellent call. Thank you for your points. And this underscores, by the way, the heroism of Owen Schroyer, who will be live, by the way, for his War Room broadcast at 3 p.m. here Central Time. So don't miss Owen. He's live today. He's in studio today. And what he did is set off a chain reaction of people speaking out in the faces of these corrupt criminal politicians like Joe Biden and others. Let's go to Chris in Washington. The notes here says your concern is just the same scenario for 2020. Nothing much is going to change. What really? Give us your overview here. I'm interested.
Well, excuse me, man. I'm out of breath. Happy New Year. I'm out training my knee, but this is what I believe. We've been hearing the same stuff for probably 20 years, and we're being whittled away more and more. And Alex has a promo of a guy who's on there when he's doing one of his advertisements, says, enough of the talking. We don't need a politician. We need a soldier. Enough talk.
Yep.
Granted, InfoWars, and people are standing up, and God, I hope Virginia stands tall, because if they fall, I believe the country's done. I think it already is done. It's a slow bleed. We've let so much pass. There's so much traitorism going on openly right in front of the people, and we sit back and do nothing. There should be, the military should be arresting people. The president should be arresting people. I mean, they made open threats to the presidency.
Yep.
You know, with a Madonna and that other, and no, nothing's ever done. It's just talk, talk, talk. Amazing and tremendous. We need a soldier.
I think you nailed it there, Chris. We need to take decisive tactical action with the authorization of the president, who should invoke the Insurrection Act right now and call for the people's support to go out and arrest the traitors in Congress, the traitors in the judicial positions, the traitors in the media who are part of this criminal conspiracy coup against the United States of America and who have committed criminal acts to try to take this country down. A good call, Chris. I think you've absolutely nailed it. Got one more caller. Catherine from Oklahoma says here that Trump has a plan and we should chill out. Is that right? Is that some good news, Catherine? What are you thinking?
Chill out. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. We've got like a minute and a half. Go for it.
Okay. Yes, I love that the women are calling in. They seem very insightful. And what I wanted to say is that it, to me, is not only about Trump and men. You guys are warriors, so we keep the hearth burning. We nurture, and we need to be more active. It's making it very awkward for me to be a female when all of the women in Washington are cuckoo. And
how does this
have a way?
Your note was that we need to chill out. How does this align with that?
No, I don't think I said that.
Oh, okay. Maybe that wasn't a good transcription.
I believe I said that I think that Trump is playing a five-tier chess game. And I believe that he's got an ambush that he's going
to... I'm sorry to interrupt. We are having a hard time hearing the enunciation of your words. Yeah, I apologize. Your phone is not that great, but I get your point. I get your vibe. Thank you for your call. I think you're suggesting that men and women need to be part of this action to save America. Much more straight ahead. We'll be back. Alex Jones Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
It's the first day of the year here, 2020. You're watching the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in for, the next couple of segments here in the fourth hour. And we just took a whole lot of amazing calls. The callers were great today, and they were very insightful. In fact, one of the points that was mentioned by one of the callers is how important it is to be on the streets legally and peacefully, sort of in the faces of those who are enemies of America, you know, the radical left, the fake news, so-called journalists who are really just CIA puppets, to get in their face, again, peacefully, lawfully, but film yourself, you know, screaming the truth at those people when it's important to do so, like Owen Schroyer did. Again, you know, we're not talking about attacking like the radical left. We're not saying go Antifa on these people. That's what lunatic leftists do. But we are saying engage them by shouting the truth at them. Hey, Joe Biden, your son got massive payoffs in a kind of a money laundering scheme that he didn't earn. And the foreign aid was funneled into Burisma in Ukraine, and Joe Biden's family got a kickback, and Nancy Pelosi's family is getting a kickback. In fact, they're all on the take. They're all crooks and criminals, it seems like, right? So why not shout that in their faces? And every time Joe Biden is out there doing some kind of event, you know, challenge him. Challenge him on these issues. And if Hillary Clinton jumps in, which she's going to, by the way, I have no doubts about that, challenge her. Hey, what about the Clinton body count? You know, what about all the dead people who had the goods on the Clintons? Challenge her on those issues. Challenge AOC. Hey, you're a lunatic. You want to collapse the food supply and lead to mass starvation across America by banning combustion engines? What, are you crazy? Challenge these people. Challenge them in public and post the videos. If the videos get banned, post them on Brighteon.com. That's why we built it for you, so you can have free speech. Or, you know, post them on BitChute. Post them places where you can get the videos picked up. Share them with InfoWars. Do that stuff. It's important. Anyway, great calls today. A great show overall all day. And there's more here. I'm going to get into some mysteries of the universe in this segment. I'll probably do this segment and the next segment today. And I got to say, Alex specifically asked me, because I'm a published scientist, I run a science lab, he asked me to come in and talk about this flat Earth issue, because it's becoming more and more popular. Apparently the idea that the Earth might be flat is spreading among many people. And, you know, I've watched some of the videos myself, I've seen some of the discussion, and of course I will tell you that the Earth is a sphere. But I want you to understand why. And I it's important that we all learn to think clearly as we're trying to navigate the craziness in our universe. But we have to have, I think, ideas that are grounded in reality, whether we're talking about economics or politics or the cosmos. And so when people talk about flat Earth, they're not malicious people. They're curious people. And they're trying to understand the way the universe works. I think they just reached the wrong conclusions. So I'd like to give you some important ideas today about the way the universe actually works and why the Earth is a sphere, so that you can answer these questions. If a flat Earth person is trying to tell you or convince you that the Earth is flat, you can understand that it's not. And also, at the highest levels of that movement, I think, and this is not everybody who's in it, but maybe how it was founded originally, I think it was designed to discredit conspiracy analysts who are looking at 9/11 and say, hey, how did World Trade Center 7 building, how did that building fall? Well, it was controlled demolition. Why do we know that? Because our explanation is consistent with the laws of physics. So we actually use science to understand false flags and domestic operations and the fake science of the vaccine industry. We can prove that it's fake. We can prove the vaccines are dangerous. We can prove the vaccines kill some children. In fact, those numbers are released by the government itself. It's under the VAERS system under Health and Human Services. You can download the spreadsheets that have the statistics. So everything that I argue, and I believe that when Alex is making similar arguments, we are all working to make these arguments from a place that's consistent with the understanding of cause and effect, how the universe works, the scientific reality. We don't have to invent a fake system of vaccine science to attack vaccines. We cite the actual published science, the statements that's in the vaccine inserts themselves. They admit these vaccines may have viral shedding, for example, that the chickenpox vaccine can cause chickenpox to spread across your entire family. They admit these vaccines have never been tested on pregnant women. We don't have to invent an alternate universe to argue against vaccine safety, or to argue about what happened on 9/11. We don't have to invent an alternate universe or kind of invoke like a comic book physics reality. And yet, in the flat Earth community, they come up with just totally wild alternate explanations, like, oh, gravity isn't real, I've heard. Or they say, no, it's all electromagnetism, that like tides don't work, it's actually water being pushed by the sun's electric rays or something. Maybe I'm not quoting them exactly, but I've heard some very bizarre things. It's like an alternate universe of physics. And that's not really a legitimate place to argue anything from. If you're going to argue about the way the world works or the way the cosmos works, it's important to understand how the laws of physics actually function. So let me give you a few things that are really, really good. Number one, a lot of us are long-range shooters, myself included. You know, I've got a .338 Lapua Magnum rifle, and I'll shoot 1,000 yards, you know, to warm up. And you can shoot 2,000 yards with those rifles. Well, everybody that's a long-range shooter, and many of you listening probably are as well, you know that in the ballistic software that you use, you know, that gives you the holds, how many mils you have to hold, the spin drift, you know, you have to hold to the left to account for spin drift if it's a right-hand turn for barrel twist and so on. The ballistics calculators, they all ask you what direction you are shooting. Are you shooting north or south or east or west? You know why that matters? Because the Earth is spinning. And as your bullet flies through the air, the Earth is actually spinning underneath your bullet. And if you fire north or south, your bullet's going to either appear to bend to the left or the right based on the Coriolis effect of the planet spinning. Every long-range shooter, even a SWAT shooter, a military sniper, a competition shooter, or just a casual civilian long-range shooter like myself, we all know that if you don't account for the spin of the Earth from very long-range shooting, you will miss your target, sometimes by 8 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches, depending on the flight time of the bullet, because the Earth is spinning. Similarly, if you shoot to the west or shoot to the east, that also matters too, because the Earth is spinning west to east. So if you shoot to the east, your target is falling away from you and lower, and you will end up shooting high if you don't account for the spin of the Earth. So long-range shooting right there proves that we are living on a planet that's spherical and that is spinning on its axis. And there are many more examples of this. I'll give them to you straight ahead. We'll continue here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams.
In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and on the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. End of the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
You wake up in the morning and the light is
I think it's important. You know, we're talking about Flat Earth Siri and the nature of the cosmos. And as much as I appreciate people asking big questions and questioning the official narratives, and it's true that NASA has lied about a great many things over the years, I think it's important to be able to distinguish between, what's real in the physical universe versus something that's just a thought experiment or a theory. And I don't mean to be offensive by this, but from the outside perspective, I want those of you who might be following Flat Earth Theory, I want you to know that the way that we think of people who believe in transgenderism, where they say, oh, a man can become a woman, we say, you're nuts, that's crazy, that's magical thinking, a man can't become a woman, a man can't get pregnant. That's the way other people think of flat earthers, who say that the earth is flat. To most people, it sounds like the way that it sounds to us when people say men can become women. Just letting you know that that's what it sounds like. And part of that, I think, is an effort to discredit legitimate conspiracy analysis. You know, if you're questioning what happened at Oklahoma City, for example, you know, was the FBI involved in that bomb? Actually, they were. You know, it was a whole FBI operation, and Timothy McVeigh was just the fall guy for it. But what they want to be able to say, the critics of all that, is to say, oh, gosh, well, this person, they think Oklahoma City was a false flag. They think 9/11 was a false flag, and they think the earth is flat. And right there, what that does is it just gives, you know, critics or the media immediate ammunition to say, well, they must be crazy. They think the earth is flat, especially since the earth isn't flat, by the way. So it's especially important that we allow our analysis to be led by logic and the evidence. So there is evidence that the FBI has been running false flag operations. I mean, I can cite from you a New York Times story about the FBI running most terror plots in America and then recruiting people to carry them out and then stopping them at the last minute. That's been covered by the Kansas City Star. That's been covered by the New York Times. In fact, I think the writer for the Kansas City Star was Ian Cummings, if I'm not mistaken. The FBI runs terror plots. That's a fact. That's not conspiracy. That's an analysis of reality. So as we do this, it's important to have credibility in what we're arguing. So let me give you some more facts or some more physics experiments that you can run yourself to know that the earth is not flat in case someone is trying to convince you that it is. One is that, of course, the flat earth theory requires that there are no satellites. And so you might wonder, how do satellite dishes work if the earth is flat and there are no satellites? So obviously satellite dishes do function. And what you can do, I've heard, I think, some flat earth theorists say that satellites are receiving, they say, ground signals somewhere. But what you can do is you can go out to your satellite dish. Maybe you're getting TV channels or you're getting bandwidth via satellite. And you can take that dish, if you dare, and you can just change the angle of that dish like 20 degrees. And what's going to happen is that dish is no longer going to point at the satellite in the sky in a geostationary orbit that's communicating with your dish. And you're going to lose your satellite TV. You're going to lose your bandwidth. And you're going to have to call somebody to come out and re-aim the dish. Well, why does the dish aim matter? And the reason is because there's a satellite out there orbiting the planet, and it's orbiting the planet at a distance that allows its orbit to have the same frequency as Earth's axis spinning so that the satellite appears to be in a geostationary orbit. In other words, it doesn't move relative to the fixed outer surface of the Earth's sphere itself. The satellite appears to be in a fixed position in the sky. There's a certain distance from the planet at which that orbit can be achieved. I think it's 22,500 miles or something close to that. It's pretty far out there, which is why there's latency in your satellite dish communications. That's why, you know, it's over 1 second latency, because that's the speed of the electromagnetic spectrum moving to that geostationary satellite. So anyway, this is something you can test yourself. You can go out, you can move your satellite dish, or you can take an aluminum trash can lid and just cover your satellite dish. And guess what? Your bandwidth will cease, because that satellite dish is actually talking to a satellite. And there are satellites in orbit around the Earth. And if there weren't, how does GPS work? How do you get GPS signals? Believe me, there are satellites, many satellites in orbit. Another thing that's obvious in all this, you can buy a digital gyroscope, and if you have a gyroscope sitting on your desk, it will show a drift of 15 degrees per hour. Why? Why is it drifting 15 degrees per hour? Well, because the planet is rotating 360 degrees in 24 hours. And if you have a gyroscope, and I think some flat earth group bought a very high-end digital gyroscope to test this, and they couldn't figure out why they had to recalibrate it every hour, because it kept drifting 15 degrees every hour. Actually, what they're doing is proving that the Earth is rotating underneath the gyroscope. And so that's something you can do. You can buy even low-cost gyroscopes that plug into your cell phones and so on, and you can watch them. They'll drift 15 degrees per hour. Similar thing, there are museums where you can see pendulums that are swinging. They're like multiple stories tall, like a three-story tall cable and a pendulum swinging back and forth in a museum. I saw one myself. I think it was in Chicago or Detroit a few years ago. And what happens is, as the Earth rotates underneath that pendulum, the axis on which the pendulum swings will appear to shift and rotate around the 360 degrees. This is because the Earth is spinning underneath the pendulum. And in fact, these experiments have been carried out for hundreds of years. It was one of the first proofs that the Earth was rotating, that the Earth was a sphere. And it's also, what's interesting is the speed of the rotation of the pendulum axis depends on the latitude of the location of that pendulum relative to the equator, which is actually makes perfect sense when you consider the angular momentum and how it varies based on your distance from the equator. Because you're spinning the fastest at the equator, and you're spinning not quite as fast when you're in a more northern latitude or a southern latitude, because the circle that you're making is smaller. Anyway, you can look up pendulums in science and the spherical Earth and so on. You can go see these pendulums yourself. Believe me, they're not faked. I've seen them with my own eyes. I've also flown in jets in the co-pilot seat. I'm a trained pilot. Checked out in Cessnas, not jets, but I was lucky enough to sit in the co-pilot seat of a private jet at one point. And you can see the curvature of the Earth out in front of you. And I've heard flat earthers say that when you're a passenger in a jet and you're looking out the window and the Earth looks curved, they say, well, that's because the window is kind of a lens, because the windows are thick, the plexiglass is curved, and it creates the illusion of a curved Earth. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you sit in the pilot seat of a jet, there is no distortion in the cockpit glass, the plexiglass, the windows. It's designed to give you clarity. Otherwise, pilots would be running into each other all over the tarmac, you know, if there were distortions in that. You get a clear view of what you're seeing. Otherwise, you couldn't fly. And when you're sitting up there in the front of the airplane, and there are, you know, thousands of pilots around the world who can testify to this, you get up to a high enough altitude, above 39,000 feet typically, you can really start to see the curvature of the Earth. It's not fabricated. It's physics. And also, you know, I've got a large list of different ideas here. For example, you live in the Northern Hemisphere. Maybe you have a friend who lives in the Southern Hemisphere. You call your friend. Guess what? They will see different stars than you see. You're looking at, you know, the Northern Hemisphere stars. They're looking at the Southern Cross. Well, why is that? How can that be if the Earth is flat? Wouldn't we all be looking at the same stars? If the Earth was flat, we'd have the same sky. But we don't. We have different skies. And there's so many examples of this. For example, the kind of eclipse where the sun shines light and the Earth casts a shadow on the moon. It covers up the whole moon. The moon turns dark because of the shadow of the Earth. What's the shape of that shadow? It's circular. It's spherical. And the moon itself, the shadow when light is cast on it from the side, is spherical. So if the flat Earth theory says that the sun and the moon are on the same side of the Earth, so how could the sun cast a shadow of the Earth on the moon unless the sun was on the opposite side of the planet? You see? So there are 1,000 different ways that you can obviously point out that the Earth is not flat. The Earth is a sphere. There are satellites that orbit the Earth. The moon is one of those satellites. And by the way, the moon is the same size no matter where it is, which means it's roughly the same distance from the Earth. Flat Earth theory says that the moon is close to you when it's directly above you, and then it's farther away from you when it goes to the horizon and appears to disappear. But that's not true. You can take a rifle scope, and you can look at the moon, and you can count the number of mils that is the width of the moon, and it's the same at any time of the night. Whether the moon's on the horizon or up in the sky, the moon is always roughly the same distance from the Earth. And you can prove that with a rifle scope. So there are all kinds of ways that you can tell the Earth is a sphere. So flat Earth theory kind of doesn't really check out, but it's an interesting idea, just not reality. We'll be back with one more final thought. Stay with us.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Segment today, fourth hour here on the Alex Jones Show. Hey, I want to mention, by the way, there's a petition out there for President Trump to pardon Roger Stone. And I'd like to encourage you to sign that petition. Go find it. I think it's a White House petition. Please sign that petition. Roger Stone has been just maliciously smeared and inappropriately charged with so-called crimes that are just basically fabricated, just a result of the deep state targeting all Trump supporters. Roger Stone does not deserve to go to prison. Roger Stone didn't do anything wrong, as the meme says, so please sign that petition. Now, at the same time, Julian Assange is being killed by the globalist deep state. And he doesn't deserve that either. Julian Assange is a hero of human freedom. And I support Julian Assange and his free speech efforts, his real journalism, real investigative journalism. And he, of course, embarrassed the deep state. He embarrassed the wrong people. And when you embarrass them, they want you dead. And they'll find ways to kill you if they can get away with it. And they are killing Julian Assange. So please support our efforts in this new year, 2020, to help free Julian Assange and free Roger Stone. But more importantly, let's defeat the entire deep state criminal cabal system that puts these people behind bars and tortures them. I think Julian Assange is being subjected to torture.
And it's gone on for many, many years, and it is inhumane, and it is unacceptable that that is taking place in our world today. And they will try to torture Roger Stone. There are others. They're going after Rudy Giuliani now, too. And they'll throw Trump in prison if they get the chance. So defeating the deep state system is the key to all of this. We've got a lot of work to do this year. I've got one more interesting topic for you here in this final segment today. And Alex asked me to come on and talk about some of these things, and I said, yeah, I'm happy to. 100 stars have vanished from the sky. According to new research, they've been comparing the astronomy photographs of the sky from 50 years ago to today, and they found 100 stars have vanished. Now, of course, given the speed of light, it means those stars actually vanished perhaps thousands of years ago or even tens of thousands of years ago. The diameter of the Milky Way is about 120,000 light years. So it would take light, of course, 120,000 years to traverse the full diameter of the spiral arms. But these stars might be anywhere in the Milky Way, or potentially they could look like stars, but actually be other galaxies that have vanished. But something's vanishing out there in the sky. Lots of stars. Statistically, this should not be happening. So this is baffling scientists, and in fact, the authors of this particular study said that they had no explanation, but they thought it must be some natural explanation. I want to offer you today something a little outside the box, and you might agree, you might disagree. That's fine. I encourage you to think. But there is another explanation for all of this, and that is that non-Earth civilizations are harvesting stars using what are called Dyson spheres, and this is actually mainstream science, believe it or not. There are scientists working with NASA on new propulsion systems that use antimatter fuel to bend space-time, creating like a warp bubble around a ship so that that ship can travel faster than the speed of light, or appear to. It's bending space. It's not actually exceeding the speed of light in normal space. It's bending space and then moving through that bent space, achieving apparent speeds faster than the speed of light. But to do this requires a tremendous amount of energy, energy that must be projected. Essentially, you're distorting gravity. You're distorting space-time. And this is something that's being talked about even by mainstream scientists. NASA, again, is researching this. And this technology will come into existence on Earth within the next 50 to 60 years, according to mainstream scientists. And just takes a little over 1 gram of antimatter to propel a ship from Earth to Jupiter. I mean, antimatter is very potent fuel. And, of course, there's research ongoing. You can create antimatter right here on Earth. They've done it. They've created small amounts of antimatter. It takes an enormous amount of energy. It actually takes 1 billion times more energy to go into it than is released by it. But the military wants it for a weapon system. NASA wants it as a propulsion system to allow humanity to travel to the stars. But if you had a non-Earth civilization that was millions of years more advanced than we were, what would be their energy source? Would they burn coal? No. Would they use windmills? No. They would harvest stars. They would harvest quasars and pulsars and magnetars and maybe even black holes, which are collapsed stars. They would harvest stars because that's an obvious source of energy. It's like oil wells spread around the cosmos. And I think we need to consider the possibility that these stars are disappearing because they are being consumed. They're being turned into antimatter fuel by civilizations that are millions of years more advanced than we are. The Drake Equation. Mainstream science, yet again. How many other intelligent civilizations are there in our Milky Way galaxy alone, not even to consider other galaxies? Hundreds of billions of stars in our galaxy. According to the Drake Equation, that means there must be tens of thousands of intelligent civilizations. And by the way, as a tangent, is 2020 the year that there will be disclosure? I mean, the Navy has been opened out now about contact with craft caught on video in military planes, craft that maneuver in ways that are impossible using human technology, but those maneuvers are entirely possible using space distortion systems, gravity projection systems using antimatter fuel. That fuel can be made by harvesting stars. So is it possible? And I'm just asking what if. I'm not saying for certain this is exactly what's happening. Perhaps there's another explanation. But is it also possible that stars are being harvested because there are non-Earth civilizations out there that have very advanced technology, that are moving it faster than the speed of light, that are colonizing our galaxy and perhaps other galaxies? I think this is the year we need to seriously consider that, because there's been a lot of talk about, hey, is this the year that Trump's going to tell the truth about Area 51 or disclose the truth about free energy technology that one caller talked about in the last hour? Is this the year that we're going to learn some secrets that can finally empower and uplift humanity? Because the nature of the cosmos is far greater than what any of us have been told. Information has been withheld from us. And Google is now in the business of withholding information from humanity. Google is all about suppressing human knowledge rather than setting us free with knowledge. So we're living in a world where we are essentially slaves in a prison camp of disinformation, propaganda, and forced ignorance. Meanwhile, the answers to everything that we want to know about God, about the universe, about the nature of reality, the answers are out there. The energy sources are out there. But we're being denied access to them. In fact, they won't even let us learn the truth about vaccines. You think they want us to discover the truth about exotic alien technology that has been copied from recovered spacecraft that Earth scientists have been working on for decades using exotic fuel systems? You think they want us to learn the truth about that? No, of course not. They want to use information scarcity to control us, but they don't want humanity to be set free. But if you just look at the stars, if you just look up at the stars, you can start to see physical evidence that something's changing out there. Something's going on. The universe has more mysteries than we are being allowed to even ask about. And that's the point of this story, is not to say, hey, stars are disappearing. What's going on? What's happened with these stars? Could there be non-Earth entities harvesting them? Yeah, maybe. But how could we be the only living creatures in this entire cosmos? How could we be? A universe created by God. Wouldn't God want to populate the whole universe with life? Wouldn't there be life all over the place? In fact, NASA found life on Mars, or at least evidence of microbial life, in 1976, the Viking lander. They covered it up. It was a mass spec experiment. It proved that microbial metabolism was taking place in Martian soil samples. And have you noticed, ever since 1976, when they covered that up, they have never sent another mission to Mars to look for life. Instead, they've been looking at, well, geography and geology. They've been looking at human habitation and colonization of Mars, but they never sent another experiment to look for microbial life. You know why? Because they already found it. And they don't want more proof that it exists, because it's all about covering it up. They don't want you to know life exists on Mars. They don't want you to know life exists in the universe. They don't want you to know that we are not alone. And by the way, in a much bigger sense, this entire universe was created by intelligent design. This universe was designed to support life. The laws of physics were built and engineered by an intelligent being to support the cosmos that we now inhabit. It's intended for us to be aware and alert and alive and awake. It's intended for us to discover more life and more knowledge. And the forces holding us back are the forces of evil, like the tech giants, like the radical left-wing Democrats that murder human babies, the forces of evil, the Satanism, the demonism that tries to destroy life and destroy abundance and destroy knowledge and destroy even the continuation of the human species by attacking families and attacking male fertility and attacking the very definition of a family. The answers are out there, folks. You're not going to get the answers from mainstream media. You can only get them from places like this, Infowars.com. And I'm happy to be here to help explore this with you and share these ideas with you, because together we have a lot to learn, and humanity can go very far if we can defeat the forces of destruction and ignorance that are trying to bring us down. We'll do that all year here at Infowars.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thanks for watching. Have a great year.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.